Hey, how's everybody doing? Better than me, I'm sure. After watching the tape, I kind of really feel a lot like I did yesterday after the ball game. Disappointed that we didn't start better. I think we have some resiliency and some tough guys and some fight. Probably didn't play good enough to win. Too many mistakes against a team like that. But we're never going to have moral victories around here. So questions?
With the protections, Teddy taking 7 sacks, is that – did they blitz more than you figured? Or how do you kind of account for some of the things that happened?
A little bit more.
Yeah, we had a couple mental errors. We had a couple guys get beat, so it was a combination of things. And I thought Teddy did a good job of getting the ball out, but there was a couple times where we weren't able to adjust the protection because of some of the movement things that we had going on.
Were there things you look at now that maybe you could have done to give Teddy a little more protection and maybe not leave? There were some matchups like Clemens against Von Miller that are tough matchups for anybody, but you got a rookie out there against a guy like that.
Yeah, well, we did help him quite a bit. It wasn't the whole game. There's times when guys are going to have to line up and play, and there was times TJ blocked him. But the times he didn't block him, that's what shows up. And was there things we could do different? Absolutely. Probably, numbers of things in every area we could have done differently.
Say Clemmings has progressed over 4 starts now.
Well, he can, there's some time. It's more about consistency right now. There's times when he does really, really good. And then there's times when, he got beat inside one time. And it was a mental error. He had a mental error one time that caused a sack. He went to the wrong guy. So, it's things like that. But there's a lot of good things that he does. And when he's good, he's good. He's a young guy that we're going to have to keep grinding with his making sure he's everything is precise with him and continue work with him some technically. But he continues to impress in some things. We just got to keep going with him.
How about on the other side with Khalil? How do you think he did?
Matt did good. They got beat on one game over there. But I thought overall he held his own against Ware. There was times when, and there was times when we helped him too. But he had a fair amount of one-on-ones. He went to the wrong guy one time. They caused an issue. So,
for how much he was pressured, you feel like Teddy pretty well held it together as far as his poise and staying with plays?
Yeah, well, that's always one of his strengths is his poise and getting the ball in the right place. And the impressive part to me was what he did in the second half when he got hit and roughed up a little bit in that first half. And then the second half, he kept his poise. He made some great throws. He can play better. He can play a lot better. But I think he did some outstanding things in the second half.
Did you guys originally plan to go into the game having Teddy throw the ball as much as you did, or is it kind of just the way the game worked out?
No, not really. There was the script didn't call for quite that many, but sometimes that's situations that you get into. We were aware of who was in the ball game for them, and we were going to throw the ball when they weren't in the ball game. So some of those times were we got off the script because of that.
At the quarter point of the season, I know you probably don't like where you're at right now, but do you like where you're headed? Do you like what you see in this team over the next 3 quarters of the season?
Hmm. Well, I like this football team. I think they work real hard. We have to get better. There's no question. I think the teams that we've played, three out of the four were playoff teams last year. The last team we played was 23-2 or something at home over the last 2 years. But I'm not happy with where we're at, no. I think we have a chance to be a good football team. And if we ever do put it all together, we can be a really good football team. But, you know, that's a lot of ifs and, you know, injuries, and there's all kinds of things. But there's a lot of football left to be played, and, I think we have a chance to be a good team.
Some sort of hump that you could define that team needs to get over to beat a good team like that on the road?
Yeah, we have to execute better. I mean, we have to execute in the – you know, sometimes with this team, it seems like when we get in big games, everyone wants to make a play instead of just, hey, look here, this is my job, I'm going to do my job, I'm going to do this. And so that's just something that I'm going to have to continue to figure out. But it's not like they spit the bit. They want to do good. They want to impress. They want to be with all the elite teams in the league. So I think every time we get in these situations and we're able to teach and we're able to coach and we're able to fight back like we did in that ball game, I think these are all great learning experiences with the young football team. And at some point in time, we're going to get over the hump.
It's kind of been the book on him throughout his career, but this season is really the first time you've had your hands on Adrian. How do you help him become a better blocker so he can stay on the field more often?
Well, honestly, Adrian only had one protection problem this last week. But other than that, he did a good job in all of his protections. He's working very hard at it. We kept him in there on some third downs this time. We'll keep going with it. But, you know, the thing about Adrian is that he doesn't just say, well, hey, I'm a running back, I don't want to work on it. He wants to work on this. He wants to be out there as much as he possibly can. So he's committed to becoming a better pass protector. And I believe he is. He's working very hard at it and knowing which guys to block and how to block them. And, there's a couple times he had Von Miller the other day. A couple times he had Ware.
Evaluated Kyle Rudolph so far through four weeks.
Kyle's doing good. You know, he's a great kid and he keeps working extremely hard. I actually had a talk with him today, and there's each game is going to call for something different for him to do something different for us, and he's got to want to accept the role that he is in that week and stay patient with a lot of things, and a lot of plays will come his way. So, I love his personality, his determination, and he'll continue to be a big part.
Blocking is still something he's working on, improving.
You know, he's improved in some of it, and some of it he's still got to get better at.
So, or run blocking?
Just blocking.
Digs at just in terms of his knowledge of the offense, four games into his rookie season.
I think he has a good overall understanding of everything. A lot of it is lining up in the right place, being at the right depth, making sure you run the routes the correct way. I believe he was short on one route the other day, but for the most part, for a young guy, I think he did all right.
Last year at the bye week, you like to spend some time just kind of sitting by the fire watching your iPad. What will command most of your attention on that iPad this week?
Well, we've already kind of started doing it. I don't have a fire with me right now, but we're going through our cut-ups and trying to figure out what we can do better. areas of improvement that we need, you know, where we can get over the hump, things I can do better. I think, you know, I think some things I feel pretty good about, and then there's some things that, that I feel like, you know, we need to figure this out a little bit better. We need to, because after four games, the one good thing about this bye, you got four games, you can kind of evaluate where your team is right now and how we're, how we need to go forward. So I guess that's a long generalization of just areas that I feel like we need to improve on.
Like, do players respond or get energized whenever you're aggressive as a coach in the decisions you make?
I guess if they work. I think players want to be that way. I don't think they want to. I don't know. You have to ask them, I guess, is the best way to do it. I talked to them. I saw a reaction from them. And, I mean, I talked to them the night before the ball game about the plan as far as, you know, you have your offense and defense and plans and things like that, but the overall plan of how we're going to play the game, I did see a reaction on them that night.
At the end of the first half, you know, that timeout that you made, it obviously it paid off. But Peyton has the ball. We all know what he can do. You call a timeout there with, I think, 40 seconds left. How tough a call is that?
Well, I did think that we were going to stop them and they weren't going to get a first down. So I was trying to get the ball back for the offense and, you know, maybe get a punt return or something like that. So I didn't know that he was going to throw the interception. Was that right before the interception?
They converted the third down, and then they called a timeout, and then they threw the pick. Yeah.
I wish I was that good.
Who the quarterback is? I mean,
yeah. Well, I know he's very. I do know he's very good in the 2-minute drill, and that showed at the end of the ball game. But I just felt like, you know, we needed to get, if we have the opportunity, we need to get some points on the board before the half.
Maybe some experience you had after last year, because I remember last year you said as a defensive-minded coach you don't like taking timeouts on defense.
Well, that was a different scenario. That was like when I don't not game management timeouts, management like you got too many guys on the field or you're not in the right defense or whatever. Those I don't like because you just waste timeouts. So I expect our guys to line up and play. But this was a more of a game management deal where we were trying to get the ball back and we're trying to, you know, actually the same thing was going to happen last week in Detroit when we played San Diego. It was 3rd and 18. You know, I'm thinking they're going to check the ball down and we're going to call timeout and get the ball back with, I don't know, whatever was a minute left. And they went down to score. So it can bite you at times too. But I mean, I didn't get to call it because they converted that first down.
You know, you said yesterday you weren't pleased with the defensive call on Hillman's big run. Looking at film, you think you still had some chances to stop it?
Oh yeah, we didn't execute it. I bet you I say it to call myself a few names probably 20 times a game. You know, you could have called a better call here, or you should have thought, or I thought they were going to do this, or you know, and I don't necessarily think it was the best call at that particular time, but we did not execute. We had about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys that did not execute. So,
one of those?
There's only 11 out there, so.
Time for two more.
What happened on the Owen Daniels reception in the end zone?
Oh, we lined up wrong. A little bit wrong, not too bad. And then there was they ran a guy behind the line of scrimmage, and usually we pass that and we miss the pass. It's you know, I guess not the forward pass, the pass off.
Nice one.
How about Linval? How did you feel about him? I mean, he had a couple big stops in short yardage situations.
Yeah, Linval did well. Continues to play well. You know, one thing about him that I'm very impressed with is that, and I hope that our whole football team gets this mentality, is that he does an awful lot of dirty work that don't show up in the stat book. He allows other guys to make plays. He makes plays, but he allows other guys to make plays. And that's what I'm trying to teach this football team. It's not about individual goals or individual stats or who gets to go to the Pro Bowl or who doesn't get to go to the Pro Bowl. Or it's about wins and team playing together and doing your job. That's what I continue to try to preach to this football team. And he pretty much takes it amongst himself. He rushed the passer better yesterday than he has, but he is he's an unselfish warrior player. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to buy into. Okay, thank you.